They killed my baby. These are the words caught on law enforcement body camera footage after sheriff's deputies shot and killed a 15-year-old boy in Southern California. The teenager was on the autism spectrum, and the shooting has again raised questions about police use of force against people who are neurodivergent or in a mental health crisis. Anthony Victoria from member station KVCR has the story and a warning. It includes audio that may be disturbing to some listeners.
15-year-old Ryan Gaynor was at home with his family last Saturday. His parents asked him to do chores. He wanted to play video games and listen to music, and that's when the problems began and escalated until his mom called 911.
He broke the door. He's breaking the window.
Okay, so has he broke the window?
No, he broke it.
In the 911 dispatch call, you can hear his mom asking for the police to come get Gaynor.
They gotta take him in. They got to.
Body camera footage shows two San Bernardino County Sheriff's deputies arrive minutes later.
Where is he at?
As police move in, the teenager appears in a hallway with a garden hoe and charges towards the deputy.
Hey, get back! Get back! You're getting shot!
And he does. According to San Bernardino County Sheriff Shannon Dykus, three bullets hit the teen. Dykus says deputies had no other choice but to shoot.
The use of a taser in this situation with the amount of time or the use of pepper spray would not have been something we would have been able to react to quick enough.
But the family's lawyer, DeWitt Lacey, disputes that. He says the teen was experiencing another mental health crisis and that deputies should have known that they'd been out to the house five times since January to help the family. Lacey says deputies did not follow their training.
Law enforcement officers are trained to de-escalate situations where they meet persons with mental impairities in the field, but they did not do that here.
The sheriff says deputies quickly rendered medical aid to Gaynor, but Lacey disputes this, saying the officers left the boy bleeding on the ground unattended for too long. Gaynor, who was black, is described by loved ones as a cross-country runner who wanted to study engineering. Going on long runs was his passion, his outlet. Attorney Lacey says it was one way Gaynor coped with his autism.
And the deputies had on many times brought him back home or helped to search for him after one of his runs.
But Sheriff Dykus says it's not clear if the deputies who responded to the most recent and ultimately fatal call knew Gaynor was on the autism spectrum.
Obviously, we have a number of shifts. Maybe the deputies have never been at Ryan's family's home.
Dykus says deputies are trained to respond fast and believes they follow that training.
We pay law enforcement officers to stop threats and to stop violence. And I think we need to understand that in this circumstance, whether we knew, didn't know, the deputies followed through with what their training protocols are.
Lacey, the family's attorney, says they'll leave it up to a court to decide whether that's true. For NPR News, I'm Anthony Victoria in San Bernardino.